Without any further ado, friends, I bring to the stage a man who is both an officer and a gentleman. Please give a New York City welcome to Eugene Mirman!
Thank you all so very, very much. All right, get ready. I'm about to start killing. You know how sometimes when you're drunk, you say something you sort of regret to Ace Frehley? That happened yesterday. His daughter had a birthday party upstairs, and he was very drunk, and they were leaving, and she would like had her arm around him and sort of carrying him to his limo, and I don't know if he heard, I thought he didn't, but there was like this odd expression. I of course said, don't fuck your daughter. And you could see, I think he heard me though, I think he was very drunk, and he didn't know which, if it was real or not. And you could see this thing where he was like, where it was like him and like the third person, like, Ace, did that guy just tell me to not fuck my, if I had my makeup and powers still, I would get him. I had spent the month of August in Edinburgh. There's a giant arts festival with like thousands of shows. And I lived on the Royal Mile, which is a beautiful, magical, cobbled street that leads to a castle. And the alleyways are like these stone little alleyways, and there's homeless people in them, but they look like wizards. And they're like, spare a pound to go back in time? I'm like, only if you promise to stop Hitler. Then sure. I was in the bathroom one night in my venue, which was this giant wet stone building, and I was washing my hands. It was kind of late, and there was this guy who was really drunk, and I was washing my hands, and he goes, fucking Americans washing their hands. And another guy goes, and bombing Iraq. And I was like, that's what we say, clean hands, clean war. There were all these like Irish and Scottish and English people, which is very reasonable because it was the UK. And the, like when their accents were sort of similar, like, you know, unless they had very extreme accents, it was hard to tell them apart. And I was talking to one person who was Irish, and I was like, honestly, you guys all sound like different kinds of pirates to me. He's like, arg, I forgot me wallet. Exactly, pirate.